It's time now for the message of God's grace, sponsored by the Devonshire Baptist Church, 6744 Viewway Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us on the wonderful grace of Jesus. The radio broadcast of the Devonshire Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." This is the message that we'd like to bring to you this morning, reminding ourselves of God's wonderful grace and how God offers to each one the opportunity of receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. As we look forward to our time together this morning in God's Word, in the encouragement of godly music, I trust the broadcast will be a great blessing to your heart. We begin today with a song entitled "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary" by the Men's Duet from Devonshire Baptist Church.
Days are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today, leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, a Savior can see, every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near.
The Bible tells us in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." What a hope for the sinner that he can bring his burden of sin to Christ, and by faith and trust in Christ as his personal Savior, have his sin forgiven, and the surety of eternal life in heaven. What a blessing as well for the Christian to be able in prayer to take his burdens to the Lord and be able to receive his comfort, his care, and his strength for each burden he faces. This is Pastor Glenn Stevenson, and I'd like to remind you about the ministry of Devonshire Baptist Church. We're located here in Charlotte at 6744 Viewway Drive. That's right near the intersection of Harris Boulevard and Plaza Road, one block from Devonshire Elementary School. We would count it a privilege to have you come and visit with us. Our service tomorrow begins with Sunday school at 9:45 and our morning service at 11 o'clock. We have an evening service at 6:30 p.m. We also have a Wednesday night service every week here at Devonshire Baptist Church, and it's also at 6:30 p.m. Devonshire Baptist Church is an independent, fundamental Baptist church that enjoy serving the Lord, preaching the Word, and giving the gospel to a lost and dying world. This morning, our theme for the broadcast is Whosoever. What a wonderful invitation we find in God's Word, the Bible, that God offers to all the gift of salvation. Before we look at God's Word together today, I would like to share with you a song that reminds us of how God offers to us the hope of eternal life by the lifeline of salvation through Jesus Christ. The songwriter penned these words, "This is the lifeline, O tempest-tossed men, baffled by waves of temptation and sin. Wild winds of passion your strength cannot brave, but Jesus is mighty, and Jesus can save." Please listen now as the men's quartet of Ambassador Baptist College in Latimer, North Carolina sings, "Throw Out the Lifeline." One of the most precious words in all of the Scripture regarding our salvation is the word whosoever. It defines for us God's great love in making salvation available for all. This is an important concept when today we hear many seeking to teach that God has only elected some to salvation. As we look this morning at this word whosoever, I'd like you to see the teaching of the Word of God and how God extends to all His invitation for salvation. 1 Timothy chapter 2 in verses 1 through 6 says, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. If you note in verse 4, we're talking about God, it says, who will have all men to be saved. It is this inclusive thought, like the word whosoever, that invites and states that salvation is available for all. In verse 6, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all. Jesus Christ died so that all could have eternal life. Some seem distressed at this thought. Their thinking is that if Jesus died for all, then if someone rejects Christ, then his death for them would be in vain. The reality is there could be nothing farther from the truth. It shows us his great love, that even when someone may reject, his love is there for them. John chapter 3 and verse 15 and 16, the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The word again, whosoever. It's the same thought as the all of 1 Timothy 2, who will have all men to be saved. It is the same thought that Christ gave his ransom for all. Whosoever. Whosoever can come to him. God made salvation available for whosoever. In Scripture, when we see the word whosoever mentioned, even when it's not in relationship to salvation, it helps us to understand the great openness of this thought. For example, in Matthew 7:24, that whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Or Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Or Matthew 18:4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Or Matthew 20:27, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. This term, whosoever, is an open term, as we could say. It's an inclusive term. This term, whosoever, is used over 110 times in the New Testament. Notice how God uses whosoever with regard to salvation. We find in John chapter 3, in verses 15 and 16, well-known passage of Scripture, but God is showing us whosoever can come to him, and that his salvation is available to whosoever. John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever. Have everlasting life? What's the necessity? John 3:15 says, whosoever believeth. The foundation of faith. Where one truly is placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Just because someone says, I believe in God, does not mean that they truly have faith in him. They may believe there is a God, but they're only acknowledging the existence of God. The Scriptures tell us the devils also believe and tremble, and they surely are not placing their faith and trust in Christ, but they do acknowledge his existence. Who has salvation? Whosoever believeth in him. Reminding ourselves from Romans chapter 10. Remember verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Denotes true faith and belief, recognizing who Jesus is. He is God's Son, and He's God Himself. He is deity. He is sinless. He is perfect. Recognizing Jesus Christ came to die on the cross for our sins. This passage says, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin. He rose again victorious over death. Do you believe that? Have you confessed and repented of your sin and placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? That's what's necessary to salvation. Do we find terms like elect in the Word of God? Yes. But the word elect, for example, in Ephesians chapter 1, has to do with God's election for His children, those who've trusted Christ, to serve Him, to be obedient to Him. That's God's desire. But He is not choosing some to salvation and some not to salvation. Some would reject this by simply saying, well, there is a sovereign God involved. The word sovereign means supreme in power, or possessing supreme dominion, or a sovereign ruler of the universe. God is over all. There's no question of that. The Bible teaches us that. But cannot a sovereign God define salvation that whosoever can come to Him to be saved? The answer is yes. The whosoever's of salvation, whosoever believeth in Him. The will of God regarding the whosoever's, it's God's will for all men to be saved. And it's not God's will for man to perish and spend eternity in hell. But a righteous God declares His judgment of sin, and the penalty of sin is eternal death in a place called hell. That does not deny the love of God, nor does it deny that God is willing that all should be saved. But His righteousness demands that sin have its penalty. It says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Does this not carry through the idea again of the whosoever? In the whosoever's of salvation, we see whosoever believeth in Him. We also see a statement in John chapter 4, where Jesus, speaking to the woman at the well, said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Christ offering His satisfaction, His living water, offering of Himself, so that all could have eternal life. From Revelation 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. The Scripture continues to emphasize this thought of whosoever. His statement regarding the living water is simply, let him take of the water of life freely. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to work for it. It's God's free gift to whosoever. When a person trusts Christ, their life will change. There'll be new heart desires to be obedient to God and to serve Him. But God makes salvation available to whosoever. Notice from John 11:26, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Whosoever. How in the world can we get away from the thought of whosoever and get on the wrong path of God's only chosen Son for salvation? Is it not a very denial of the truth of God's word? From Acts 2:21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God made salvation available for Rome. So what is his will? As we noticed in 1 Timothy chapter 2, his will, the Bible says in verse 4, who will have all men to be saved. That's God's desire. Jesus Christ, in verse 6, the Bible says, who gave himself a ransom for all. His death was not wasted on someone who has rejected him, but his love is illustrated in that he died for all. Even though all would not receive him, many will reject him, yet he paid the price for all. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus gives the parable of someone who made a great supper. And they would go and invite a number of people to come, and many would come up with excuses of why they couldn't come, excuses of things that were going on in their life. And the one who was giving the banquet, the feast, wanted every place filled. But the Bible will tell us in Luke chapter 14 and verse 23 how he will send out the servant to go and to bring in all that he can. It states it this way. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Jesus calls to all to come to him. Remembering again 2 Peter 3:9, that says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. His desire is for all to be saved. Many will reject, but that doesn't change the extension of his love and the availability. 1 John chapter 2 says in verses 1 and 2, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That word propitiation means atoning victim. And Jesus Christ paid the price, as this passage tells us, not for ours only, referring to our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Whosoever. This does not deny the sovereignty of God, but yet defines it. Sovereign is described as supreme in power, possessing supreme dominion, or sovereign ruler of the universe. And the sovereign God made salvation available to all. The rejection of that God has elected some to salvation and some to damnation is not a rejection of God's sovereignty, but it is an understanding that God, who is over all, can make his decisions to simply make salvation available for all. And the rejection of the simplicity of God's choice to make salvation available to whosoever in favor of God only electing some is not a support of the sovereignty of God, but it is a denial of the sovereignty of God. God will go on to identify those who have truly trusted Christ. Those believing whosoever's are those who are indwelt by the Spirit of God. 1 John 4:15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he is God. It is the whosoever's that reflect a changed life and a desire to keep from sin. In 1 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Not sinless perfection, but there is a change in a heart and life. And when the Christian does sin, the Bible reminds us from the book of Hebrews that he will be under the chastisement of God. This whosoever, it says in Romans 9, as it is written, behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever. Whoever has believed on Christ will not be ashamed. It's a true identification of one that has been born again. And then we find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him." That whosoever. God loves us. He cares for us. It is so sad to see, if you opened up many church constitutions or looked at the confession of faith that they follow, they would totally reject whosoever. They would reject the thought that God in his sovereignty can make salvation available to whosoever. Does God know everything? Yes. Does God know what's going to happen in the future? The answer is yes, his foreknowledge. But God is not choosing some to salvation and some to eternal damnation. But he loves us and cares for us. And he loves you and he cares for you. My friend, how important it is that you trust Christ. And that as you've trusted Christ, understand that you and I need to give the gospel to a lost and dying world, because Christ is calling whosoever. Please don't let someone's intellectual standing, or maybe popularity as a radio or TV preacher, or someone who is well gifted in writing books, somehow confuse you and that become more prominent than the very word of God itself, where God offers salvation to whosoever. Jesus came to die for whosoever, because God loves you and he's not willing that any should perish. And God has offered to all salvation.
It's been so good to be with you this morning on the broadcast, and I trust God's word's been a blessing to your heart. I would like to invite you to church tomorrow. Our services here at Devonshire Baptist Church begin at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. for the morning service, and 7 p.m. for the evening service. We also have a Wednesday night service every week, and it's also at 6:30 p.m. I'd also invite you to visit us on the web. Our web address for Devonshire Baptist Church is devonshirebc.org. That's all lowercase, devonshirebc.org. where you can find out more information about the church, times of its services, its history, as well as listen in again to some of the radio broadcasts that have aired, as well as some of the sermons from the pulpit of Devonshire Baptist Church. Again, I trust you'll have a wonderful day, and we'll see you in church tomorrow. Bye-bye.
For the past half hour, you have been listening to The Wonderful Grace of Jesus with Pastor Glenn Stevenson of the Devonshire Baptist Church. Listen again next week at the same time on WHVN.